Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today we're heading to the Northwoods of Wisconsin to profile Representative Tom Tiffany, one of the most staunchly conservative voices in the U.S. House of Representatives.
His politics are very much a reflection of his background and his district. Before he was a legislator, he was a small business owner in the tourism industry, right?
That's right, and it's a key part of his story. For over 20 years, Tom Tiffany and his wife owned and operated a wilderness tour boat company in Minocqua, Wisconsin. His business relied on the natural beauty of the region, the lakes and the forests. This experience as a small business owner, managing employees, dealing with regulations, and depending on the local economy is fundamental to his political philosophy. He sees issues through the lens of an entrepreneur, which is why he so often focuses on tax cuts, deregulation, and what he calls economic freedom.
And that philosophy propelled him into the state legislature, where he served for almost a decade before coming to Congress.
Yes, he was a very influential and well-known figure in the Wisconsin state capitol. He was first elected to the state assembly in 2010 and then moved up to the state senate in 2012. During his time in Madison, he was a leading conservative voice, particularly on natural resources. He was a major champion for streamlining regulations for mining and forestry, arguing that these industries were vital to creating jobs in the northern part of the state. He was a key author of a controversial bill aimed at opening a large iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. While the mine was never built, the debate cemented his reputation as a fierce advocate for resource development.
He came to Congress after winning a special election in 2020. How has his work in Washington mirrored his priorities in the state legislature?
It's been remarkably consistent. He secured spots on two committees that are a perfect fit for him, the House Natural Resources Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. On the Natural Resources Committee, he continues his work of advocating for increased logging on federal lands, opposing federal environmental regulations that he believes are burdensome, and promoting mining. On the Judiciary Committee, he is a key conservative voice on issues like immigration and border security, gun rights, and what he and his colleagues term the weaponization of the federal government. He is a member of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus, and his voting record is among the most conservative in the entire Congress.
So his focus is very much on those core conservative principles. How does that connect to the specific needs of Wisconsin's 7th District?
His district is the largest in Wisconsin, covering a huge, rural, and heavily forested area known as the Northwoods. It is a culturally conservative part of the state, where the economy is heavily reliant on tourism, timber, and agriculture. So when he advocates for the logging industry or fights against federal water regulations, he is speaking directly to the economic concerns of his constituents. His staunch defense of the Second Amendment resonates deeply in a region with a strong hunting tradition. His political brand is built on being an authentic, unapologetic voice for the values and the economic interests of rural northern Wisconsin.
It sounds like he is a clear example of a legislator who is a direct reflection of his district's political identity.
Absolutely. There is very little distance between Tom Tiffany's personal philosophy, his legislative priorities, and the prevailing political culture of the Northwoods. He is not a moderate trying to appeal to the middle. He is a deeply conservative legislator, representing a deeply conservative part of the country. His supporters see him as a courageous and principled fighter, who is standing up for their way of life against what they see as overreach from the federal government. His career, from tour boat operator to one of the leading conservative voices in Congress, is a story of staying true to a consistent set of principles.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.